Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And panic about the Milwaukee Brewers as Tim Allen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can hear him throughout the afternoons and evenings and all the time when there's Brewers coverage. We've got Tim Allen on it. They'll be on the postgame show tonight after Brewers-Dodgers. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, boys. Sad to hear that about Chet Kopech. Chuck, I've had him on several times over the years, cutting my teeth in the sports talk business, had him on. That dude was something else, man.
Oh, yeah. People remember Kopech because, he had Kopech on sports, and he'd cover the Milwaukee sports scene. He was down on a radio station in Chicago on 670, the old WMAQ, and he was big. His daughter just got married 2 weeks ago, too. He was all happy about that. I talked to Chet probably 6 weeks ago. He's been on our show before. That's just sad to hear. Died of his injuries. Got into an accident a few days ago and passed away early this morning.
Yeah, sad to hear.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to start with the Brewers. Okay. I thought, Bart, you were going to stop in. Miscommunication. What do you think about Corbin Burns? Should he stay in the rotation?
Don't play with fire. That can burn you at any time, man.
Come on.
I know.
All you got to do is drive.
Tim Allen, Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance.
That's where we're going
to
start, huh?
No, they have to do something. And even the most optimistic of Brewers fans and the organizational guys, they understand that. You can't run him out there at this sort of deal. It's a twofold whammy here. He's not chewing up innings, and he's putting the Brewers behind the eight ball and playing from behind. And in Council's mind is a big deal. And he's been going out there, and a 10.7 ERA is not going to cut it, even though it's just four starts. And I get the argument that you got to stay with your younger dudes, but if you look at the big picture, they're built to win this year. If your sights are set on a World Series appearance, then the leash is a little bit shorter to work these guys in. And he'll be back if indeed they send him down to stay on an every 5-day schedule. I think that would help him. Either way would help him. Into the bullpen, I think that would help him, too. You can always move him back into the rotation.
See, that's the thing I don't like. I do not like these guys moving back and forth. And that's what I said about these young pitchers all offseason, and I'll continue to say it. They did it with Woodruff last year, and I didn't like it. If these guys are going to be starters, they have to be starters. And I think that if the move into the bullpen, it's like they did with Chase. Moving to the bullpen is just like hiding your guy in left field. It's like, I don't know how that helps them. So what I would do is you can send him down if you want to. If you really think that he has a lot to work on, you send him down. But the other thing I would do is I would continue to let him start. He's got good stuff. He's clearly going through some problems. Have Wilkerson and Anderson on standby. You're not going to use Wilkerson for probably until the next time Burns is ready to go anyway. Anderson, maybe he starts on Saturday now. We'll see because of the Freddie thing. But if Burns struggles, I would rather him start, yank him if he struggles, or send him down to the minors than I would putting him into the bullpen.
Wouldn't that regain his confidence, though, Bart? I mean, he was outstanding last year. And, the bonus is that it does fulfill a need. I don't think the bullpen sucks.
But if you want him to be a bullpen guy, then you've got to make that decision and make him a bullpen guy. Don't bring him back as a starter then later.
Well, it wasn't the philosophy last year. So is that a little bit different? I mean, all three of these guys pitched out of the pen last year at times. So is it just that their first cup of coffee in the big leagues that it's okay to be out of the bullpen, or is it across the board?
I don't want these guys. The move to the bullpen thing. I don't get why that's a thing. They suck. They suck. Trade them. They suck. Move them to the bullpen. Why?
Well, I mean, do you want a guy out there who's going to straighten himself out over seven innings? He can't do that.
I want the Brewers to show that they have confidence in him, and for him to work it out.
Although not if he's costing you games, you got to have him work that down at the minor league system.
And if he's going to struggle, well, then send him down. Of all the options, of all the conceivable options, I think bullpen is a mistake, because then what you're doing is you're messing him up as a starter. He needs to think starter.
Well, he's got five pitches. He's got the material to be a starter. He's a projected starting pitcher, guys.
He does. But, Bart, I would ask you then, at what point? If four starts is not enough, then all I want to know is from the guys that want to keep Burns in there to work through his troubles here, is at what point? I mean, yesterday
that's a good question, because I think you got to go a little longer, because coming into this season, if they were going to truly go with these three young guys, and I know Freddie's on the IL now, but there had to be a thought that one of them was going to blow up and struggle. So was the thought before this, because they didn't go out and get any veteran pitching. They didn't keep a Jordan Lyles or Miley or Gonzalez. So they must have known that this was an option. If you pull a guy after four starts, it seems like you weren't planned for this, that it's very reactionary. And they've kept with guys that were worse longer. I don't think I would give them minimum. Man, people are going to disagree with me, but I would give them at least four more starts.
Yeah, and someone had suggested yesterday 10 or 12, and we've heard the number 8 thrown around there. I don't know about
that. Hitters that go 0 for 50 and nobody cares.
Well, the other thing,
you give them every crack at the opportunity.
To bolster your argument, Bart, I mean, he has had his four starts, two against the Cardinals, one against the Dodgers, and one against the Cubs. So, I mean, there's been some tough competition there for him.
Yeah.
I do think that if it comes down, the last 2 years, guys, if you think about how the season shook out, it did come down to one game both of the last 2 years, in 2017 and in 2018. So maybe you could look at it as a little bit of a scattered panic sort of move, or you could look at it as, hey, man, we're trying to win this game because tonight's game could be the difference.
And we're trying to win a World Series here. As I was pointing out in the press box yesterday, we're trying to win a World Series here. And you want everybody on, you know, this isn't rebuilding. This isn't trying to fix things and get correct guys a game. So, yeah, if he's not getting the job done, he's giving up 11 home run balls and his location is terrible. Let him work that out down at San Antonio. And meantime, who moves into the rotation then?
Well, that's the troublesome part, Chuck, is that they may have made a slight mistake here, and I'm not hitting the panic button either, guys. They're 12-7, but you're right, Chuck. If the goal is to win the World Series, then we split hairs at a higher level. They may have made a mistake in not retaining a veteran starter. They thought that they had a bunch of depth, and I think Josh Tomlin was part of that depth. There are some starters out there. Do you go outside the organization? You know, I don't know if that necessarily is the way to go either, but they may have made a slight mistake. Think of young players coming into the big leagues, and some of them struggle, some of them hit the ground running, there's right in the middle there, there's all sorts of scenarios. The possibilities, just based on law of averages, the potential of three younger dudes finally getting their chance in the big leagues to start a season in the rotation and all three of them having success, man, I'm a betting man. I wouldn't bet on that. They knew. Bart, you're right. They had to have known that at least one of them would scuffle here through at least the beginning. Now, what was their plan B? We're gonna find out.
Yeah, well, two of the three are struggling. You have Freddie. Other than the start in Cincinnati, Freddie is the other guy.
Well, that's the double whammy. Yeah, of course. Yeah. They assume that one would. They can't be. They're not dumb. But the law of averages say that all three weren't going to hit.
Yeah.
So between one and two, and whatever you think about the Freddie injury, whether it's just a break or an injury, I don't know.
You know, we're looking at the lineup, Bart and I, at the lineup yesterday. We're kind of going back and forth. Say, God, how are they winning games? You know, if you looked at the lineup yesterday, yeah, I mean, guys, five
okay,
through
I think
nine.
Our conversation was, how are they good?
Yeah, five through nine in the order. They're all hitting a below 200. Where this is team 12-6 in the toughest division of baseball.
It's a mark of a good team, though. When the numbers say you shouldn't be winning games and you are winning games, man, that is a great sign. It really is.
Just got a tweet here from Frank. He mentions Derek Johnson. So I don't know if we talk enough about that. I mean, we don't know much about Chris Hook, their pitching coach now. Maybe these guys are just getting acclimated to a new guy. I don't know how much
you think that
is a part of it.
Well, and it could be getting acclimated to Yasmani Grandal also. So you have twofold there. You have game planning and guidance with your new pitching coach, and you have game calling and guidance with a veteran catcher that was brought in for the first year. So that could be, you know, a recipe that's still trying to figure itself out. If I'm staying consistent, then I have to go back to what was discussed about the Green Bay Packers, and that is when you change that many coaches, defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator, game plannings, department head coaches, those are moves that a team that is not poised to win the Super Bowl make. So a team that's poised, if I'm staying consistent.
I get you. That makes sense.
A team that's poised to win the World Series or at least go to the World Series, and then they make a hitting coach change, a pitching coach change. Sometimes those things don't work out real well.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of our post-game show, I was excited to talk to you a couple days ago because...
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
You always bug counsel about how lineups matter, and he says they don't. Well, then why is Aguilar hitting seventh if lineups don't matter, Tim?
Shaw was down there at seventh. Grandal's been bumped up to three. Braun goes from three to five. Of course they matter. They really do matter. And hey, I think it's all in an effort to... And then I recall talking to counsel... Gosh, almost a decade ago. And where do you want to hit in the lineup? I was even pestering him as a player about lineups. And he's like, 1 through 9. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
You know? All right. So at least he's consistent in that regard. But they'll dial in the right combination, and they've got the goods to do it. Again, it goes back to that. Look at these batting averages, and then they're winning games. What's going to happen when they do start hitting the ball?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get torched on this station since I made a comment a couple weeks ago, or last week. I said Brewers have to do, on a championship-level team, have to do better than Ben Gamble as a fourth outfielder. He's a nice outfielder, but I'm looking for more than nice. He's a nice fourth, but he's going to get more playing time than your normal fourth outfielder. They put him in a leadoff spot yesterday. Not a big fan of it. They even pinch hit for him. How many times do you pinch hit for a leadoff guy? Where do you stand at Gamble as far as, can they do better than that? Should they get in a race, should they go out there and get themselves a better fourth outfielder?
I love him. I absolutely love that dude. That dude right there, and you will find out. And he's that gnat on the other guy's team that always just pestered you. He's that guy that just slapped base, and you're saying, how... That's going to be that guy for the Brewers. Would you rather have Curtis Granderson?
No, not an aging Curtis Granderson. He's 50 years old at this point. But
what you look at, Chuck, is the guy he was traded for, right?
Domingo Santana. I'm getting at that. Yeah, Domingo. I didn't like the trade from the very beginning. I felt like they were just looking to get rid of Domingo, and this is the best they could do.
Well, I think that had versatility written all over it, and you didn't have it in Domingo. You had one-dimensional, you had an outfielder, you had a right fielder, and that was it. Where was he going to get playing time? Now, he did help out off the bench. He was outstanding down the stretch last year in the postseason, so I'll give him that. But in terms of versatility, number one, there's not much more he could have done. He's not going to get up there and lay down a bunt. He's not a double-switch guy. He's not going to steal you a base too many times. So I think it was versatility, one-dimensional on Domingo, and it is very versatile. Ben Gamble, who's going to be that little, if you watch his at-bats, even this year, Chuck, and, you know, again, not to be the president of the Gamble fan club, but if you watch his at-bats, man, he's a tough at-bat. He's going deep counts. He's fighting guys. He's following them off. The numbers may not show it, but I think you look inside, at the at-bats for Ben Gamble. The final thing I think that helped him out was he did have an option, and he does have an option. So if you want to make a move here, and maybe they do acquire that outfielder you're looking for, you can always send him down and still retain him.
I just think one of the greatest moments of my career was being in the press box yesterday, or funniest moments, because Chuck's, you know, talking about Gamble, and I'm not... Chuck's take is that if you're going to win a World Series, like we've been talking about, you need a better fourth outfielder than Ben Gamble. And I'm not going to necessarily disagree with that. But when he was talking about McKelvey, Adam McKelvey, our insider yesterday, Chuck says his batting average, and the way McKelvey delivered, you're going to tell me his batting average, Chuck?
Like batting average is way outdated?
Yeah. What is?
I don't know. I guess batting average, we don't care about it anymore.
No one cares about batting average
Tim,
anymore.
Do you care about batting average?
I do, but I'm really adopting on base percentage. I really have, not getting there. I am there with on base percentage, but yeah, it's a knee jerk for me, Chuck, too, to just immediately look to the batting average, and that is an indication he does have to hit for a better average. Make no mistake about it. And
sure,
I think he hit .276 last year. I mean, we're paying guys tens of millions of dollars to hit .240.
Travis Shaw. Maybe one day, if he can't turn this around, man. He's better than the .241 hitter I saw him hit last year.
Yeah, but the .276 last year, yeah, he had a decent year, Gamble. Let's just let it play out. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll come back down to earth on my love of Gamble, and maybe you'll pick up some love for him as we move along.
But, yeah, I hear from our listeners anytime Gamble does anything, but you know, when he goes 0-for-4 and pinch hits,
he smashed a Red Bull on his cleat and chugged it yesterday.
Yeah. And then I
shotgunned a Red Bull.
Boom. Then I get a tweet in at it. It's like, okay, yeah. All right, let's we're winning pennants here, guys.
Tim, appreciate it. We'll listen to you on the post-game show tonight. We will talk soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. We've put it off for 3.5 hours. Should we take a look at the Packers schedule?
I think it's worth a look here. Yeah, I mean, winning and loss again is a little difficult.
No, we are not going to do that.
I think those days are gone.
But there are some things that could make this season either very... easy for Matt LaFleur or very challenging?
Yeah, there's a couple things I don't like about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next on the fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.